I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Eurozone finance ministers have agreed to unlock another $11.5 billion in bailout funds to Greece. After late-night talks in Brussels, they also agreed to phase in debt relief in 2 years' time, a key demand of the Greek government and the International Monetary Fund. The ministers said progress had been made possible by Greece's continued economic reforms. The Greek finance minister, Euclid Sakalotos, welcomed the deal.
It's an important moment for Greece after so much time. We have now an agreement not only on the review and the structural measures, but on debt. The two were collided into one. If you remember, in the summer we agreed first to finish the first review and then there would be a discussion on debt. But these two things have collided and now we have an overall package.
The Afghan Taliban says it's appointed a new leader following the killing of Mullah Akhtar Mansour by an American drone strike on Saturday. A Taliban spokesman named Malawi Haibatullah Ukhunzada as the movement's new head. The Islamic State group is facing two separate major offensives trying to push it from territory it holds in Syria and Iraq. A Kurdish-led alliance in northeastern Syria is trying to advance towards the IS stronghold of Raqqa, while in Iraq, government forces are continuing their effort to recapture the city of Fallujah. From Beirut, Quentin Somerville reports.
Iraqi forces are continuing their offensive against Fallujah, a city which has been under the tight control of the so-called Islamic State for more than 2 years. Iraqi commanders said the operation was going to plan, but IS have launched a number of counter-attacks against pro-government positions. Around 100,000 civilians are thought to be still inside the city. Over the border in Syria, another offensive against IS is underway. Kurdish troops are fighting to the north of the city of Raqqa, where IS is headquartered. The Syrian Democratic Forces, which also include Arab tribes, are backed by American air power and weaponry.
Cuba's communist government says it's legalizing small and medium-sized private businesses. It's the latest stage in a series of economic reforms. Candace Peart reports.
Cuba has now officially recognized the non-state sector in one of the world's last centrally planned economies. The last reform allowed self-employment in several hundred job categories. Many of these workers became small businesses and employed others. Raúl Castro has been trying to stimulate Cuba's stagnant economy, but the reforms have faced resistance from Cuban Communist Party hardliners who fear it could undermine the single-party system. The economy is also opening up to foreign investment, with the restoration last year of diplomatic relations with the United States.
World News from the BBC. The US Department of Justice says it'll seek the death penalty for Dylan Roof, a white man accused of killing 9 black parishioners at an historic church in South Carolina last June. Rajini Vaidyanathan has more details.
22-year-old Dylan Roof faces charges brought by both the US federal government and the state of South Carolina. He faces 33 federal counts, including hate crimes and firearms offences. He's accused of holding white supremacist views. Authorities say he targeted the victims because of their race. America's top lawyer, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, said the nature of the alleged crime and the resulting harm compelled her decision to introduce the death penalty in the federal case. Roof's also charged with 9 counts of murder in a state court.
Demonstrators opposed to Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidency, have clashed with police in the state of New Mexico, where he was holding his latest rally. Protesters threw burning T-shirts carrying Trump campaign slogans, along with stones and plastic bottles. Police in riot gear responded with pepper spray and smoke grenades. Inside the Albuquerque Convention Center, protesters repeatedly interrupted Mr. Trump before being ejected by security guards. Some were arrested. Chilean students posting as tourists have held a rowdy protest against education reforms inside the presidential palace in Santiago. Once the group of at least 20 got past the entrance, they ran to an off-limit area and unfurled a banner saying, "Notice, today begins the offensive." There's been a sharp drop in antibiotics prescribed by doctors in England following a government campaign to cut their use. Official figures show prescriptions were down 7% on the previous year, greatly exceeding the 1% target. Overuse globally is causing bacteria to become resistant. BBC News.